RadioScrapbook.ca.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is not the voice of Walter Cronkite. So don't bother getting your T3 VoxScan voice analyzers out and running my voice tape through it. Won't work. The 1980s. What kind of a decade has it been so far? Well, as former American President Jimmy Carter put it back in 1980,
the 1980s have been born in turmoil, strife, and change.
The 1980s saw a new president in the White House, Ronald Reagan. And not one, not two, but three prime ministers in Ottawa. We've had two royal weddings, one in the summer of 1981 and one this past July.
Nobody told me there'd be days like these.
In the 1980s, we heard John Lennon's last recording.
But it's much too late for goodbye.
And Julian Lennon's first.
We are the world.
There was Band Aid, Live Aid, Farm Aid, USA for Africa, Northern Lights, Comic Relief. And throughout the 80s, there was always great music.
Almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Every breath you take.
I want to give you my love
tonight. And so for the next few hours, sit back, relax, grab a cold drink, and get set to relive some memories. As we present, How Do You Like the 80s So Far? Fine show, even if I say so myself. And I do, at least my part of it anyway. And your host, Dave Thomas, will be here to get started with it right after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Thomas. Let's begin our look back at the 1980s with a song from Pink Floyd that was number one on the charts for four straight weeks in the early months of 1980, Another Brick in the Wall.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
One singer-songwriter that did pretty well for himself in the 1970s was Detroit's Bob Seger. Bob's success continued into 1980 as well, with three hits from his Against the Wind album. And here's one of those hits right now.
like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that against the wind. We were young and strong, we were running against the wind. And the years rolled slowly past, and I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. Find myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about paying or even how much I owe. Moving 8 miles a minute for months at a time, myself searching, searching for shelter again and again, against the wind, little something against the wind. I found myself seeking shelter again.
Bob Seger and Against the Wind from the spring of 1980.
Wow, 6 years ago. And to think I was, what, 22 back then? Gosh. One question you've probably been asking yourself throughout this decade is, how does Billy Joel keep writing all those hit songs? Well, don't ask me. Let's ask Billy himself.
Sometimes it takes 6 months to write something, and sometimes it takes 5 minutes. I find that the better stuff is written quickly. When I finished writing a song, and I said, wow, how did I do that? And I don't remember. I don't remember how I did it. And I wish I did. I wish there was a pill you could take, or a certain time of day, or the lights would be down. But it doesn't work like that. They all get written in different ways. A lot of the times, I don't know what I'm writing.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Try to be a straight student. If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Coming up next, music from John Lennon, Bruce Springsteen, and Queen.
1980!
Back in 1980, Bjorn Borg became the first tennis player in modern times to win 5 consecutive Wimbledon titles. The Philadelphia Phillies were the World Series champs. And for 3 weeks, this song by Queen was number one.
Not
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey!
What else was going on back in 1980? Let's see. The Barbie doll turned 21. And good grief, Charlie Brown is 30 years old. That's right. Movies like Airplane, Caddyshack, and The Empire Strikes Back were boffo at the box office. Bruce Springsteen was the musical man of the year, winning 5 of the top awards in Rolling Stone magazine's 1980 Reader's Poll. The saddest days of 1980 was December 8th, the day John Lennon died. This is New York City Chief of Detectives James Sullivan.
They got out of the car, out of the limousine, and walked into the archway area of the Dakota. To the right, as you walk in the archway area, is kind of a vestibule, which has a doorway, a glass doorway. This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lennon, as he arrived at that doorway. And then in a combat stance, He emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly.
John Lennon from 1980 and Starting Over. Coming up, the most successful musical duo of the 1980s. And it wasn't Bob and Doug McKenzie. Hi, I'm Dave Thomas, and we're up to the year 1981. And 81 began with a new president in Washington, Ronald Reagan. An old actor, but a new president. And at his inauguration in January, Reagan had a special announcement concerning the fate of the 52 Americans held hostage in Iran for 444 days.
With thanks to Almighty God, I have been given a tagline, the get-off line that everyone wants for the end of a toast or a speech or anything else. Some 30 minutes ago, the planes bearing our prisoners left Iranian airspace and are now free.
In the 80s, Daryl Hall and John Oates were the hottest duo in music since the Everly Brothers back in the 50s. You remember them? I know some of you kids don't, but we do. Hall and Oates racked up four top 10 hits in 1981, including this number one. Daryl Hall and John Oates from February of 1981. What else was happening in 1981? Well, on March 6th, it was a sad day for broadcasting, as Walter Cronkite retired as the anchorman for CBS Evening News after almost 20 years. Of course, Walter wanted to go off and do those things that he'd never been able to do, like his show Universe and sign up for the space shuttle ride. Anyway, that's the way it was. And in July, it was the wedding of the century as Prince Charles married Diana Spencer at St. Paul's Cathedral in London.
I, Charles Philip Arthur George, take thee, Diana Francis.
I, Diana Francis, take thee, Philip Charles Arthur George.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
For death us do part.
Holding you.
1 from The Police and Foreigner. Coming up, music from 1982. All right, we're back. I'm Dave Thomas with a song from 1982 by a group from Portland, Oregon that used to be known as Seafood Mama. Fortunately, they changed their name to Quarter Flash and had a hit with the song Harden My Heart.
I know that he's watching right now, and I know that he's very, very honored and very happy and surprised. And I'll bet when he heard it just now, I bet he said, "Hey, ain't I lucky?" As though luck had anything to do with it.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Good day, welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off.
Saying, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, right, because we're a band now. And, yeah.
Well, so, except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off!
Take off!
Listen to this, it's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not.
It is so.
Stop
I
lying,
learned.
Will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh?
Like magic, eh? It's yeah. coming in.
Well, that's like...
Like it was sung by angels.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Take off. That
no,
can't be.
It is, yeah. It is. Because
it,
well, hit records are short.
Like, no way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So, good day.
Good day.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Take off.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh?
Oh, look what you did. Everybody's gone because of you.
Come back. I won't let him do it again.
Yeah. Such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, hoser.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me another label.
Oh, now everybody's gone. Good day.
Good day.
There they go, Bob and Doug McKenzie and their hit song, Take Off. Oh, I like those guys. We're looking back to the year 1982, and in June, London, England's Town Crier announced All Is Well and a royal birth.
Her Royal Highness, the Princess of Wales, Diana, has given birth to a baby boy. God save the Queen!
At the movies in 82, E.T. took in a record $100 million in its first 4 weeks of release. And Rocky III was a hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Both at the box office and on the record charts, as Survivor took Eye of the Tiger straight to number one. We'll be right back. up in the next hour of How Do You Like the 80s So Far, music from the Alan Parsons Project, Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes, Brian Adams, and a whole bunch of other people too numerous for me, Dave Thomas, to go into here.